The legendary Stonebridge in Prague, as it was originally known, is 650 years old and a birthday party will be grand. Prague is doing everything to make sure everybody joins in the 3 days of revived history, music, crafts, joust, historic markets and processions that will peak on Monday at 5:31 a.m., when the cornerstone of the bridge will be blessed by the Archbishop of Prague. Work on the bridge began in the morning of July the 9th, 1357, with Emperor Charles IV himself attending the ceremony, carefully prepared under his personal supervision. The bridge marked the first 10 years of the reign of Charles IV in the Czech lands, which was a fruitful time for the emperor and his people. Those years saw the foundation of Prague's new town, St. Vitus Cathedral, Charles University, as well as Karlstein Castle. The construction of the bridge was supervised by Peter Parler, a German architect who worked for Charles IV. Helmut Elfenkemper, the German ambassador to Prague, who attended the opening of the Charles Bridge Museum at the foot of the bridge, says Charles Bridge is a link in more than just one sense.
Charles Bridge is the most important monument connected with Emperor Charles IV, who was of the House of Luxembourg with a Bohemian mother, and is the historic link between the Czech lands, the German-speaking countries, France, Western Europe.
The date and time for the launch of the enterprise was chosen carefully. Legend has it that the cornerstone was laid exactly at 5:31 in the morning, when the numbers of the year, day, month and time aligned next to each other, they form a palindromic number 13579-7531, which was carved into the Old Town Bridge Tower. It took about 50 years to complete the bridge, and neither the emperor nor the architect lived to see the day. When Parler died in 1397, people could already walk across the bridge, but it was not fully completed until 1407, when the taller of the two lesser town bridge towers was built. Crossing the bridge today, few people realize that the splendid statues lining both sides of the bridge were added many years after the bridge was built. The oldest of them, made in 1683, depicts St. John of Nepomuk, a 14th century priest who was thrown off the still unfinished bridge and drowned. On the south side of the bridge, you can see a small cross attached to the railing on the spot where he was thrown into the river. Altogether, there are 32 statues created from the 17th to the 19th centuries. Charles Bridge has been damaged by floods many times. The most serious of them happened in September 1890, when three of the bridge's 16 spans were destroyed and for 2 years wooden constructions replaced the damaged parts. The latest reconstruction took place in the 1960s and 70s, and now the bridge is to undergo a complete renovation that will start once the festivities are over. Pavel Bem, Lord Mayor of Prague.
It's just a unique jewel and the crown of the fantastic and unbelievable history of the city of Prague, and it's not only a bridge and a major transportation venue in the past as well as in the present, but it's also a unique mirror of a different architectonical style which are so unusual and so unique and which can you see in the city of Prague from the Gothic, early Gothic beginning to the fantastic statues from the Baroque period to the current presence where the Charles Bridge actually is again after 50 years going to be reconstructed.
And when was the last time you walked across the bridge yourself?
Just yesterday.
Prague's Mayor Pavel Bem ending that report by Jan Richter.